I have lived out this revelation so many times, I can't even tell you. Man, I could sit here and just tell you stories all day. You want to hear some? Oh, I'll tell you quite a few. Okay, so this one's really powerful, and I tell this at every light conference because I think it's really cool. So we went to Oklahoma, we were on tour, and we're about to go to the first speaking engagement we had. And that night I had a dream that I was cooking methamphetamines. Okay, you heard my story, my testimony earlier. I'm an ex-felon. I did time in federal prison, and one of my many crimes was manufacturing of methamphetamines. I used to be a meth cook. Well, I haven't done that for over a decade. So here I'm having a dream about it this morning before we're about to go to our first meeting, and I'm thinking, okay, I don't believe in coincidence. I believe that God talks to us through his dream, through our dreams and our visions, and he shows us what's going on in our life. And at the moment, I was working on my soul, so I believed that God was showing me a wound that had been formed in my soul through sin. How many of you believe that cooking, manufacturing meth is sin? Oh, yeah, baby. You know I had a big old wound, a big old gashing wound on my soul from that. So I believe that God was telling me that I needed to deal with this wound on my soul. I didn't know why he was telling me that particular moment, but by faith and obedience, I just moved into it. I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to apply your son, Jesus' glory and his light to this wound of my soul, and I'm going to get it healed. And that's, we're going to teach you how to do that today. And I begin to repent for that action and repent for my involvement in that. And then I begin to apply the glory light of Jesus on that wound, and it took 15 minutes to get healed. 15 minutes. Wow. Accelerated healing in the glory and the light. Amen. And so afterwards, we got ready. We went to the meeting, we walked into the room we're about to minister in, and as soon as I walked in, I smelled the chemicals in the spirit. I smelled the chemicals that are used to cook meth. And I thought, well, that can't be a coincidence. So I went and I talked to the woman who was hosting the meeting, and I said, gee, I had a dream last night about cooking meth, and now I walk in here and I smell the chemicals used to cook meth. Do you know anything about that? She goes, well, yes. When we first rented this building, we were told that that room was used for a methamphetamine lab. Yeah. Do you understand what God's doing? This is a whole new way to take dominion over the enemy. What God was doing was this. He knew that I had to have complete dominion in that place that day. In order to do that, I must not have anything in my soul that was in common with demonic powers over that room. Because if I did, I would not have the authority to go in and do what I needed to do. So God showed me the wound in my soul created by sin that was attached to the demonic that was over that room. I got the healing in the glory light of Jesus Christ, and I got dominion, and signs and wonders broke out in that meeting, and a woman was even starting to receive healing of bipolar disease. Yeah. Is that important? Yeah. This is a whole new way to take dominion. Oh my gosh. For your family, for your friends. You've been praying for your kid and wondering why you're not getting a breakthrough, because they've wounded your soul. They have. They've wounded your soul, and you wounded theirs. And there's demonic powers attached to those wounds that you both have in common. And you're trying to kick that demon off of them, and that demon's standing back going, oh, good luck with that. I'm in both of you. Do you understand? You need to get your soul healed first. Want to hear another story? Well, this one's connected to our physical body. How about that? And it's true. Do you know that the healing of the condition of your soul is directly connected to getting a healing in your physical body? What does 3 John 1 say? It says, beloved, I wish above all things that you mayest prosper, there's your finances, and be in health, there's your body, even as thy soul prospereth. Do you understand that let's just talk about the finances for a brief second. The miracle you've been waiting for in your money, you're saying, well, God told me that this is going to happen. And the Bible says that I'm going to have this and this and this. Where is it? How many people are doing that right now? Where is my money? Where is that blessing, God? I'll tell you where it's at. It's waiting for you. It's stored up in heaven, and it's going to come when you get your soul healed. Because your soul, the wounds on your soul control every part of your being, your mind, your will, and your emotions. Do not think for 1 minute that if you got the blessing right now, that that wound would not control the way you think about the blessing, would not control your emotions and make you fleshy and emotional about the blessing, and would not control your will, your ability to choose to do the right thing with the blessing. It will. It will. Now, I'm not going to teach on the finances today, but if you get our Banking in the Glory CD set, you're going to freak out because that set is so powerful. It's going to show you demonic kings that are over your finances. It's going to show you how Jesus did the multiplication of the bread and the fish. I'll show you exactly how to do it, the actual mechanics of how to do it. And it's going to show you how to get the healing in your soul so that you can get the healing in your finances. You know, this ministry alone is that what? Okay, how much? Did we do the math yet? We've had about $500,000 of miracles in 1 year. And we went to Virginia, within 1 week, the people that came and sat in our meetings had $450,000 worth of miracles. There has to be some truth there going on, because that's fruit. Fruit, fruit, fruit. Get that teaching, the banking and the glory, amen? But let's talk about the physical body right now. The healing of your soul is directly connected to your physical health, because it says, I pray that you would prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Why would that be so? Because when you get a wound in your soul from a sin that was committed against you years ago, or a sin you committed against yourself, that wound, because it was created by sin, gives the demonic the legal right to torment you. Don't even think that that torment can't manifest in a physical illness. Backaches, neck aches, diseases, all kinds of stuff can come because there's a wound in your soul. Let me give you some experiential proof. I went to Virginia on tour, and when I got off the plane, oh my goodness, as soon as I stepped off that plane, I'd never been in Virginia before, I got instantly sick. 103 degree temperature. I had a massive bladder infection, yeast infection, headache, could not even think, throat ache, couldn't even barely talk. By the time I got to the pastor's house 2 hours later, I was completely overcome. In the past, I would have like made furious war with the enemy in the name of Jesus. Come on, bow the knee in the name. And now I know it's got to be if I'm sick that fast because there's a wound in my soul. That's in common with demonic powers over that region, and they're making me sick. So instead of fighting and warring and getting nowhere and just getting tired out and frustrated and confused and wondering why it's not working, I instead started to apply the glory light of Jesus to my soul to get a healing. And I saw a vision. I saw a vision of me being led around by God into five different rooms. And I went into these rooms, and there were closets in these rooms. And I walked in the room, I said, I don't see anything. He goes, there are wounded parts of you hiding in the closet. That's how wounded they are. So I went into the closet, and there I was in the corner going, oh, help me. And I pulled myself out, and I went into another room, pulled another wounded me out, until I got five wounded me's out, and they were all together as one. And then here comes Jesus, and he put his glory and his light all around them, and they were instantly healed. Amen. So now that I had the wounded parts in me that were formed by sin healed in the glory and the light, now I can make the war. So I began to war against this demonic power. And it came up and it spoke to me. And when it came up, I recognized who it was. It was Legion. Imagine that. I must have been living among the tombs, eh? It was Legion. And he was probably the biggest demon I had dealt with in the natural that actually manifested right in front of my face. And he spoke to me in a voice that was so loud it would fill this room and another story. And he basically said this, what do you want? And I said, in the name of Jesus, get out! And I felt it rip off my body and I was instantly healed. See that? Legion's a big animal. But he came up that easily because I had already gotten my tombs healed, my wounds healed, and my soul. Amen? Want to hear another story? A friend of ours was just diagnosed with lymphoma. It's cancer of the lymph nodes. She had a huge lump all the way on her neck and up onto her shoulder. And she had gone to the doctor and found out that her white cell blood count was 135,000, which is supposed to be 10,000. So she calls me up and says, please, can I come for ministry? I really believe it's what you're teaching, that this demon is causing me to be sick with this lymphoma, and it's attached to the woundedness in my soul. I said, come on down. So she comes down. We minister to her. And we just worked on her soul, getting her soul healed in the glory light of Jesus. And then she left, and 2 days later, she went back to the doctor, and she got another white blood cell count, and it was 90,000. It had dropped that much. So we knew we were on the right path. So she calls me up. She says, we're on the right track. I just know it's woundedness in my soul. Can I come back for another session? I said, sure. So she arranged to come on a Wednesday, and Tuesday night, I'm going to bed, and as I go to sleep, I hear the Lord say, the lumps will disappear. I said, amen. So I went to bed, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, I got translated somewhere. How many of you know that's biblical? Yeah. Ezekiel was translated into the Valley of Dry Bones. Boy, there must have been a bunch of tombs out there in that Valley of Dry Bones. Because that's where bones are kept, eh? In tombs. Are you listening to me? Okay. So I got translated somewhere, and all of a sudden I look around, and Bernadette Alvarado's with me, my worship team leader. And I'm like, what's up? She goes, come on. And she starts running, and I'm following her. And she runs up this rock cliff, and I run after her, and she climbs into this hole, and I climb in after her, and we get in, and I look around, and it's a tomb full of dead bodies. We climbed into somebody's soul wound, somebody's tomb. And she turns around, she takes this big rock, and she pushes it up against this opening that we climb into, and because I knew, she didn't have to tell me, I knew there was a guy outside, he was chasing us, and he was trying to kill us. That's that demon attached to that tomb, to that soul wound, okay? So then all of a sudden, I start going, glory, light, and I'm releasing glory and light on these dead bodies in this tomb, and all of a sudden, I'm out of it. And I wake up in the middle of the night, it's like 2:30 or something, 2:20, and I go, whoa, I was just in somebody's tomb, I was just in somebody's soul. Healing their wounds. What a trip. So the next day I called Bernadette and I said, hey man, did anything happen last night? She goes, yeah, you and me were together. And I went, yeah, mine too, my encounter, we were together. She said, I was driving this red car and you were the passenger. I said, wow, that's kind of what happened to mine. You knew where we were going and I was following you. She says, yeah, we were driving about a bunch of these rocks. I said, yeah, in my encounter, we were climbing up a bunch of rocks. And she said, yeah, and I saw this big rock and it had this ring with this green emerald stone in it. And I pulled around it. You jumped out. You grabbed the ring. And did I put it on? I had it in my hand. I grabbed the ring. Okay. Well, you know what emerald means, right? Green is healing, right? A ring stands for signet and authority, to be in business with the Father. So I had received this ring to be in business with the Lord to heal. And I was like, wow, that's super cool. Then I look at my phone, and I had gotten a text from our friend who had the lymphoma. She said, hurry, hurry, please call me. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning, okay? So I call her. She'd been awake all night. She answers the phone like this. I can't even talk in English. I laughed for like 5 minutes. And I go, what happened? She goes, in the middle of the night, I was sound asleep. And all of a sudden, the Lord came through the roof of my house, and he yelled so loud, it shook me awake, and he said, you are healed, you are healed. Yeah. It was her tomb we were in. We were ministering to her soul wounds, and she didn't even have to come to get ministry. I said, do you still think you need to come? She goes, what do you think? And we both went, ha, ha, ha. And it's so cool because a friend of hers from Oklahoma called her like 2 days later. She goes, hey, like 2 nights ago, the Lord came through the roof of my house. And well, I guess I can say her name because she's going to testify in public anyway. She goes, and he came through the roof of my house and he yelled. And my friend Georgia says, what did he say? He said, Georgia is healed. Georgia is healed. 2 times, just like he did with my buddy. Right. Amen. God was doing something. Is that cool? Because the wounds in the tomb got healed. Hallelujah. Want to hear another story?
Yeah.
Okay, so we know this pastor. She's a wonderful woman of God, and her husband was a sex addict. He had many affairs with many people, and he watched a lot of pornography and stuff like that. How many of you think that could damage the way you feel about yourself as a woman? I mean, your husband does that. Okay. So anyway, she came to one of our meetings, and we were soaking people's souls in the light, and she had a vision. We're really going to be working on dreams and visions today, so this is important. She had a vision. She was inside a tomb. You think? She was inside a tomb, and she was pinned down on this rock. And there were these demons, and they were pinning this huge blow-up doll on top of her. And this blow-up doll looked exactly like her, but it was all swollen and fat and ugly looking. Do you think that wounds could make you feel like that? That's the image that had been burned on her soul about herself from her husband's sin against her. That's the wound that had been put on her soul. And so she's there, pinned with this thing, this fat, gross-looking thing of her, pinned on top of her. She's going glory and light, glory and light. She's pleading the glory and the light. And all of a sudden, like a lightning bolt of light and glory just goes, swoosh, comes in and pops that balloon. She's able to escape from underneath it and get out from under the control of those demons. That was December 5th, right before Christmas. You know how we all eat like little piggies during Christmas? Right? And you kind of gain some weight during Christmas? Well, my friend lost 15 pounds while she still continued to eat and didn't even try to lose the weight, was not trying to diet at all. And I think she's lost more weight since then. I haven't asked her lately. Is that cool? What I'm trying to say to you is there's nothing that your soul isn't attached to. Your weight, your eating habits, your finances, lymphoma, all of it. Now, do you remember my dream I had 5 years ago? I dreamed that I was with my father, who I had been separated from for over 15 years. That separation had caused wounds on my soul because I had been in sin. I was in crime. I was the missing unit of my family. I was on the streets terrorizing people, okay? And that sin created wounds in my soul connected with my family. So I'm having this dream that my dad is with me, who I had not seen in 15 years, and he was so sad that I hadn't spent any time with him. And then when I woke up, I asked the Lord, what's going on? Do you remember what he said to me? He put Mark 5 in my mind, and he had me read it. And this is a story about the man who lived among the tombs. See, way back then, the Lord was telling me how I was able to get lupus because I was living among the tombs. I was living amongst those wounds in my soul. Do you understand? And I didn't know what to do about it. Dreams and visions. Now it's dreams and visions. That's what we're going to be talking about in second session and third session. They can show you what the wounds are in your soul. God was using that dream way back then to show me what was going on, why I was sick. And if I'd known what I know now, I could have actually done something about it. But God saved me anyway. Amen? Amen. Amen.